because of mercy. I know where I'm going because of mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. One more time, if you're thankful, give the Lord a great big hand clap. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. How blessed we are, amen, to know the Lord, amen, and to be the recipients of His grace and His mercy. So thankful that mercy stepped in and walked in, amen, when I was hopeless, when I was bound for eternal damnation, amen, God had mercy upon me. My Lord in mercy. Praise God, praise God. Got any happy folks in this congregation today? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing about truly happy folks, the circumstances doesn't dictate our happiness. Amen. We can be happy when we've had a terrible week. Amen.
That's right.
But thank God for His blessings. Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. God's still on the throne. Said He's still healing. Amen. Praise God. I know a specialist, don't you? In all fields. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. And with His stripes, we are healed. Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes. Blessed Lord, Jesus.
He restores us.
Amen.
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 God, like my sister said, let me tell you what mercy did for me.
Yes.
Mercy came and found me.
Glory. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God that mercy came and found me.
Praise God.
Because I was at the edge of that cave like Elisha was. I was sitting up under that juniper tree saying, God, I'm the only one.
Uh-huh.
I was the only one.
Yeah.
And truthfully, what he was saying was just everybody else leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And sometimes it takes that experience.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes a valley for us to go through.
Amen.
To see, thank God, that He restores.
Yes, He does.
I'm telling you, there's some people that really need to get in that restoration.
Amen.
Water.
Amen.
All over
your face.
Yes. Come on down and see, taste and see.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Just a little taste and you'll never be the same. Amen. After you've tasted, you can't get enough. Amen. Come on, just let it rain and rain and rain on you. Praise God. Well, God is great. Amen. And greatly to be praised. And thank God for these wonderful and glorious testimonies. Amen. Of God's mercy, His grace, His healing power. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Numbers. Let's go to the 13th chapter, if you would. Praise God. Has anybody been blessed this week? Just give the Lord a wave off. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every day's a blessing. From the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, I would like to begin in verse number 26. And I'm going to just kind of take for granted that you Bible readers are going to know what precedes this. If not, we'll lay a little groundwork. But I want to pick up in verse number 26 of Numbers chapter 13. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us. Surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, grateful, and appreciative for your mercy, for your grace, for allowing us this opportunity and time to gather together. Father, I thank you for every soul that has entered into this congregation this morning. And Father, I pray your blessing and I pray your anointing. God, I pray that it would just flow, God, from each breast to breast this morning. God, that we may be not only filled your presence, but we'll be saturated with your holy presence. Father, I ask you to bless this vessel. God, anoint these lips of clay. God, that the Holy Ghost might speak to us this morning, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your word until you will. And we'll look to you, dear Jesus, and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For it's in your precious holy name we ask. Amen. God bless you. One more hand clap for Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. This morning I want to bring a message entitled Searching or Just Looking. I want you to think about that for just a moment, if you would. Searching or just looking. I thank God that He still speaks to us. I am so appreciative that we can communicate with Him throughout the week. I've often said if the only time I could ever feel the presence of the Lord was in His sanctuary, I'd never leave. But I thank God that He's mobile. I thank God that He speaks to us on a daily basis. And this week I was asking God. I was petitioning God, and it just came to me. I was contemplating on many thoughts, trying to get my mind together. Had a funeral this week, and it's amazing how God is a timely God. And I was riding down the road, and suddenly, you know, every once in a while, you ministers know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just can't seem to find anything from God. It's all good, but you're just looking for something, and it hasn't necessarily kind of lit a fuse yet, if you know what I'm talking about. And then there's other times you're kind of minding your own business, and all of a sudden it's lit up like a neon light. Amen. God's direction and anointing. And I was asking the Lord, and this particular word came to my mind, searching. Have you searched? Have you searched? Are you just looking for something? Or have you really searched? And my mind began to think about the children of Israel and how that they were promised this glorious land that flowed with milk and honey. And how that God spoke to Moses and told him to get 12 gentlemen or 12 men, 12 spies, one each from each tribe of Israel, and to go into the land. And I want you to pay particular attention. In fact, before we go any further, I want us to look at verse number 1 and verse number 2 of the same chapter, because this adds insight to this whole story. In verse number 1 of the 13th chapter, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search," everybody say search, "the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them." You see, God had already promised Moses and the children of Israel, "I'm giving you this land." In another place, he said, "Wherever the sole of your feet trod, I'll give you that." Isn't it amazing sometimes that after God's promise and after what we consider a lengthy time, and we have not seen the evidence yet, sometimes the promise of God kind of fades in our memory banks. We need to be, amen, reminded of God's promise. So many times, if God promises us something, I wonder why we're still praying for it. That's just me, by the way. Because if God has promised me something and I'm still praying for it, I'm wondering, where's my faith to simply place it into God's hands and receive what God has promised? So here we find it is very important to know that God has already spoken to Israel and said, "I give you this." And Moses chose the words very particular. He said, "Go and search the land," meaning scout it, investigate it, see the good in it, see the opportunities, experience the promise and the blessing of this land. I don't believe that it was God's intention nor Moses' intention for the children or the men that they chose to go and bring them back an evil report of what can't be done and how strong they are and how many walled cities there were and what a great defense they had. I don't believe that that was God's intention, as I don't believe it's God's intention when He answers us a prayer that we begin to analyze that prayer and begin to tell Him all the reasons it can't be done rather than just stepping forward by faith and claiming it in the name of Jesus. I believe if we do the latter part of that, we'll see more testimonies of praise, we'll see more miracles wrought, we'll see more people delivered, we'll see more loved ones saved, we'll see a greater inpouring of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our services if we will search the Word of God and search His promises rather than just looking at His promise. I'll say it this way. Don't just look at it and tell me what's wrong. Search it and tell me what's right. The Bible tells us to search the Scriptures. I believe also that we need to search God's Word as He speaks to us today. How many knows God's still speaking to us, by the way? So many times we're not tuned in. We're not listening, but God is still speaking to us. And sometimes when God speaks to us, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us. Some of the things that He told the children to do in Israel didn't make a lot of sense. Sometimes what He told the patriarchs of the Old Testament to do didn't make a whole lot of sense because it didn't register with them. But when they obeyed, they saw the mighty hand of God in action. And I believe that we need to search God's will, search God's way. We are living in a world and in an environment of convenience. God forbid we've allowed that to enter into our worship. We've allowed that to enter into our prayer life. We've allowed that to enter in our petitions to God. If He hadn't done it, amen, by the time that we get through praying, so many times doubt begins to sneak into our lives, begins to creep into our spiritual walk with God. I believe that we need to really search
the Word of God. Search the promises of God. Search what God has called us to do. I don't believe God has called me to sit around and point out what's wrong in this world or what's wrong in other people's lives. I believe that He's called me to be a minister. I looked that word up. It means one who attends to the needs of others. I am a servant of God. Amen. There's nothing special about me, but there's everything special about the God that I serve. Amen. And I think it's time that we begin to obey His Word. I think it's time that we begin to search His Word and to search His will in our life. Amen. It's time to not tell everybody else what they need to be doing, but what I need to be doing. Amen. To be submissive and obedient to my Lord and His will. Praise God. I was thinking to what extent it means to actually search God's promise. Now, do not get me wrong. I am not saying by searching God's Word that we are doubting God's Word. Okay? They're very different. They're very different. When we search things, we are basically investigating them. We're seeing, as I've already mentioned, opportunities. When we search out a situation, I hope that as we are children of God, that we will search out God's will in our life. Man, I believe with even decisions that must be made in the household, business decisions, financial decisions, certainly spiritual decisions. You see, I grew up in a house where anything that was done, whether it be the trading in of an automobile, amen, to a place where we might live in the neighborhood, everything was sought out by mom and dad, amen, as they began to search the will of God. You see, searching is more intent than just looking. Sometimes when we misplace something, we just merely look for it, and sometimes we don't find it. But get with me now. When you're really searching for something, I've heard people say, I turned the house upside down. They were searching. Come on, get with me, church. They were searching. They had their mind made up that they was not going to quit until they find it. Amen. Come in the Spirit. Give me the spirit of Jacob. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Amen. I'm not just merely going to come to church looking for a blessing. I'm going to come to church searching for a blessing. I'm not going to come to church looking for God to bless. I'm going to come to church searching for God to bless. Searching for a soul to be filled. Searching for somebody to be delivered. Searching for the chains of addiction to be broken. Amen. Searching is more intent than just merely looking. When we really search for the answer, come on. When we search for that which has been misplaced or lost, God began to speak to me as I was driving down the road. He let me know I'm not spending enough time searching. Because when you're just merely looking, how many knows we miss things? Come on. We miss things. I believe sometimes we're so fast-paced that we try to outrun God and we get ahead of God rather than waiting and tarrying. Amen. And being dependent on the will of God. So many times we jump. We jump to conclusions. We jump, amen, toward the answer. We jump to try to fix things ourselves rather than waiting and searching and looking for God. And not only searching, but believing God. And I began to ask myself, and I said, Lord, help me here. How many knows that we need God's revelation? We need God speaking to us. Somebody said, well, God don't speak deep things to me. You know why? Because you don't want to get deeper. I tell you what, God will be as deep as you want to get. Hallelujah. But many of us can't handle the deepness of God. We want the sugar-coated stuff. We want the easy, palatable stuff. We want the stuff that goes down real, real good. But let me tell you something. Those kind of things are short-lived blessings. Amen. When you get the deepness of God, when you get the Word of God, when you get the meat and the potatoes, amen, of His will, and it begins to enter into your spiritual body, amen, you'll fly through that next problem. You'll sail over that next storm. The next time that you're thrown in a fiery furnace, you'll say, Lord, I know that when I come out, I'm going to be better than when I went in. Glory be to God. Even if they don't deliver me, I know you're still able. Hallelujah. We need the deepness of God. We need the richness of His Word. Amen. And I ask God, Lord, I want to do that. I want to be that. I want to search Your promises. I want to search Your Word. Not that I can find them to be infallible. Not that I can find an error in them. But Lord, I want to see what You see. Hallelujah. Because when I can see what God sees, I don't see the frail person sitting there. When I can see what God sees, I don't see the person or the soul that's in torment. I see the opportunity for God to come into their life. I see an opportunity for God to turn somebody around. I see the opportunity for God to put joy where there once was sorrow. Hallelujah. God, give me spiritual eyes that I may see Your will. And I ask God, how can I search? How can I search? And what is the difference than searching and just looking? Can I tell you, contrary to popular belief, the majority is not always right. Thank God for those that will stand up and proclaim truth in the face of an overwhelming majority. The majority of folks don't want to search God's will, because therein lies responsibility. Therein lies a stronger prayer life. Therein lies a greater exhibition of faith, which all denotes more on our part. God, I know You're great. I know You're mighty. I know You're the healer. I know You're the deliverer. But God, get me where I need to be, where I can see Your goodness, even in bad situations. Come on. That's hard to do. So all we see is the bad. All we see is the negative. The majority is not always right. Sometimes they're popular. Sometimes if we're not in tune to God, they make sense. Which is the case where these 12 spies returned. Man, today, in talking to policemen and state patrols who investigate an accident, and if there are, or if there happens to be any eyewitnesses, they always tell me that you can get 3 to 5 witnesses and you finally come up with what actually happened. Because people see different things. And they can't just take the word of those 5 witnesses. They have to put them together and search out the truth. Search out what they can analyze as best that happened in that situation. 10 of these men spent very little time telling Moses and the congregation about the goodness of the land that flows with milk and honey. Yes, we agree that it does. But let me tell you the negative parts of it. Just like God said, it flows with milk and honey. Here's the fruit of it. But there's strong people in that land. There's walled cities. In one place, it says the very land or the very country actually swallows up the people that go there, putting fear in the hearts of the camp of Israel. Finally, Caleb had enough of it. I'm wondering when the church is going to have enough of it. Oh, you hear anything in the world? When's the church going to have enough of it? When's the church going to stand up and proclaim, it's not what I think, it's not what you think, it's not what's passed in Congress, but it is what's written in the Word of God. It's not going to change for me. It's not going to change for you. It's not going to change for political correctness. The truth is the truth, and the truth will set you free. Caleb stood up and said, I've heard enough. I've heard enough negativity. I've heard enough of what's going wrong. I've heard enough of why we're not growing. I've heard enough of why there's not miracles. Let me tell you, what I saw is very different than what the 10 saw. Hallelujah. And it's amazing they all had eyes and looked at the same thing. Amen. But those who were searching the land. You see, Moses didn't instruct them to go see whether or not we can take it, because verse 2 says, it's already given to us. I was praying and sweating and spending time in the altar. Man, when I was trying to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I'd done everything I know to do. I'd said Jesus about 1,000 times. I lifted my heart. I give up, as one person was beating me on the back saying, give up, give up. Another one said, don't you give up, don't you give up. Amen. I thought I could sneak into the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when I got my mind clear and I began to search, amen, the innermost part of the being of God, and I begin to realize that it didn't matter how many times I said Jesus, it didn't matter how many times I raised my hand, if my heart wasn't right, if I wasn't truly repentant, amen, if I was there, amen, to please anybody else except the Lord Jesus Christ, I was in the wrong place, amen. It didn't take too long when I got my mind focused and I got my heart right. I'll tell you, the tongues will come, amen. Don't you try to speak in tongues. I said the tongues will come when the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost came. Thank God, amen, that He had mercy on me. Praise God. But during these, and I want you to remember this number. During these 40 days. How many days? Don't forget that. During these 40 days of searching the land, Moses didn't want them to say, you come back with a report saying, we can't do this. Moses was in charge not only of the direction for the children of Israel, but the morality of the children of Israel. And let me tell you something, if you've ever read the first 5 books of the Bible, that was an unruly group of people. Come on. Oh boy, that's great when the manna was flowing. Boy, you let the manna dry. You let the first enemy come. You let the first problem come. They're ready to stone Moses, go back to Egypt, go back into bondage. You know, I hope none of you have ever been guilty of saying this, but please don't ever say this. Don't ever say, man, I had it better before I knew the Lord. No, you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the joy of the flesh. I'm going to share something with you. The joy of the flesh can never, ever be, amen, compared to the joy of the Spirit, amen, because the joy of the flesh is going to go back to this world, but the joy of the Spirit is going to live on and on and on, amen, in a home prepared by Jesus Christ, eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. Man, but 10 saw something different. They saw obstacles. They saw problems. They saw situations. They saw giants. They saw walled cities. They saw people who outnumbered them and people who were stronger than they. But thank God, 2 of the 12 spies did more than just look at the land. They did more than just look at the promise. They saw the goodness. Come on, they saw the opportunities. Sure, they saw the fruit. But listen, the 10 did too. Come on, there's more to living for God than just fruit. Didn't mean to bust your bubble. Amen. There's more, amen, than just the tasty fruit. Amen. As I said earlier, there's a deeper walk with God. There's true, absolute, devout faith in God's Word and God's will. And the two that saw this, and they came back, and they said, no, let us go up at once. Come on, the more you think about sometimes, the more possibility, amen, that doubt creeps in. When God tells you to move, you need to move. Amen. When God tells you to testify, you need to testify. When God tells you you need to pick up the telephone and call your brother or sister and give them encouragement, you need to do it. Act on that. Amen. So I began to ask the Lord, Lord, I want to search it. What do I do? What do I do? How can I search this? And how can I know your will? Not just merely look around. But I want to be intentional, Brother Adam. I want to be intentional. Amen. I want to make it a habit and an obligation of mine to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things that so worries us will be added to us. How to search God's promise. First of all, I want to list it this way. Search by faith.
Amen.
If you're searching for the answer and you don't have faith, you're going to be confused. You're going to be doubtful. You're going to be fearful. Because fear is anti-faith. Is the exact opposite of faith. So search by faith. Go into God's promises, amen, looking for the goodness. Searching for the goodness rather than just looking at the other things and the obstacles. Expectation. Man. When we pray, expect God to deliver.
Amen.
Come on, that's faith. Expect it to be done. I think many, many times, as I said earlier, we spend so much time praying a redundant prayer rather than saying, God, thy will be done. Thank you. And in the name of Jesus, I receive it by faith. Search with expectation. I will put a I guess what you call it, Trey calls it a project. Anything that he does, it's a project. When he gets into my tools, oh, Papa, it's a project. I know what I'm doing. Don't worry. I can use this saw. I can use this knife. I can use this hatchet. I don't think so. But it's a project. I want to suggest a project to you this week. I want you to look at somebody that has been a constant thorn in your flesh. And don't say you ain't got them.
Come on now.
I don't care how good you are. Somebody somewhere kind of rubs you the wrong way. But I don't want you just looking at them. I want you to search them. And intentionally find something good about them. Now that seems elementary. But when you learn to do that, you're going to learn to get into the deepness of God. Because you're going to get past all of your inhibitions. You're going to get past all of your prejudices. You're going to get past everything that you see as wrong. And you're going to search for something good in that person. And I will assure you, when you can do that, you'll find something good in every day of your life. Every time you kneel and pray, every time you rejoice, you'll find something good. Because my God is a God of goodness. We've already talked about His mercy. If you can't find anything else, you need to be thankful for His mercy. Amen. So look and search with expectation. Search with an open mind. Come on. God, I come to you today with the plans that I need you to okay and sanction for the working out of my problem. I hope you don't mind, but I've already gone ahead and listed out the steps necessary. I just need your authority.
Come on, man.
No, what I need God to do is take my plans and rip them in about 1,000 shreds. Throw them away. God, I need you. I don't know which way to go. At a point, I don't know what to do. But God, I'm open to your word. And don't close it by, God, are you sure that's what you want me to do? Did you understand my request? Don't do that. Search His word, His will, His promise with an open mind. And when God says do it, do it. Amen? Glory to God. Thy will be done. Not mine. Thy will be done. Thirdly, this is very important. Search with a humble heart, not a deserving spirit. God, because I have lived for you all of these years, you owe it to me to bless me. No, he don't. He don't. Amen. God doesn't owe me anything. He paid the full price. He purchased me. Glory to God. I owe him a debt I could never ever pay. Oh God, let me lift you up. Let me thank you. Let me praise you for what you've done. Hallelujah. And I've come before you, Lord, as humbly as I know how. That means, Lord, that your will be done. That means that whatever you tell me to do, God, I want to do it. And I want to see the goodness in it. I want to see the promise in it. I want to see the opportunities that are in it. And number four, after we search, we need to obey. Amen. We need to act on His word. Amen. 40 days, these 12 spies, representatives, men of the Israeli camp, whatever you want to refer to them as, they sought this land. Moses gave them directions of where to go. Look at the mountains. Look at the valleys. Look at the dirt. Look at this. Is there lumber there? Is there all kind of opportunities? And everywhere they looked, there was. There was promise there. Even that land today is still very blessed. Come on, God don't back out on a promise. His promise don't have a time limit either. But God had promised this land. He said, I give you this land. Go and search it out. Look what I have given you. Rejoice in the fact that I have given you this. Even before the children of Israel had set foot on this promised land, God said, I give it to you. But 10 came back with a negative report. 10 came back with fear. And let me tell you what fear is. It's contagious. Man, fear can go through a church like you wouldn't believe. Doubt can go through a church. Thank God this church doesn't have it, but gossip can fly through a church. Amen. Well, I thought half of you'd shout, but man. If we got gossipitis, we need to put that aside. Amen. Come on, go over to God. That's one of them 10 spies that needs to be put by the side. Amen. Or negative, or doubt, or whatever. But they all saw the same thing. For 40 days they looked at it. 40 days they came back. Guess who the children of Israel believed? The majority. They believed the majority. The majority's got to be right. So they went, and it struck fear in the children of Israel. They began to do just like they always did. They went to Moses, and they began to grumble and complain and murmur and look at all of the things that the 10 spies had told them. And they began to believe their evil report. And you know what they did? They said, you know what? It would have been better if we had just died in the wilderness. I can't believe a born-again saint of God said, you know what? It'd just been better if I died when I was lost. But this is basically what they were saying. We'd been better off if we'd died in the wilderness. We'd been better off if we'd stayed in Egypt. Stayed in bondage. Rather than being free. then face the peril of the sword of the enemies that are in this promised land to kill our family and our children. Fear went rapid through the congregation of Israel. So their answer was to find them another captain, one that would listen to them and take them back across the wilderness, back into Egyptian bondage or somewhere away from the promises of God. You can read it for yourself. God became angry. We talked about mercy. We do not want to experience the anger of God, nor the wrath of God. God became angry. Basically, in summation, he said, you know what? You doubted me for one too many times. You've questioned my word too many times. Every time that I delivered you in the wilderness, every time I fed you, every time I gave you water, every time we defeated an enemy, amen, that you were victorious. In all instances before you murmured and complained. And he told them that your generation, I believe it was 20 years and older, 25 years and older, it's in there, you will not see the promised land because of your doubt, because of your disobedience. Your children will. And he said also, the families of Caleb and Joshua, because they had a right spirit. But these other 10, they will not experience and they will not see the promised land. And God held true to his word. And if you think that we don't sow seeds that God can use, amen, when we sow bad seeds, they'll come against us. Listen to this. He said, for every day, how many days was it? For every day that the spies searched out the land, because of your disobedience, you're going to have to suffer a year in the wilderness. 40 days equals 40 years. How many years did the children of Israel spend in the wilderness? 40 years. You think it don't mean something to search God's word, to obey God's word, to look for the blessings, to look for the opportunities, rather than being one that doubts, rather than being one that fears, rather than being one that can't see God's blessing and what he has just directed us to do? Searching or just looking. And I began to think, Lord, when we come into your house, do we come with expectation? Do we come searching your will? Or kind of just looking to see what's going to happen? Or just looking around? Or looking to see who's going to sing? Or looking to see who's going to preach? Or looking to see what God might do? Can I tell you that that one word has had an astounding effect on your pastor? Because I do not ever want to go through the motions. Because if I do, it's not going to be a blessing to nobody. But if I'll search God's will in everything I do, not only every message I preach, but every word I speak, every communication that I do, every relationship I have, every visitation, if I'll search God's will and be obedient to God's will move with expectation and faith and an open heart and an open mind and come before him humbly, then God will get the honor and the glory. Are we searching? Are we searching? Are we satisfied with just our walk? Are we searching for a deeper walk? Are we searching to have more of God or more of God's blessings? And let me tell you, when you get more of God, the blessings will come. Hallelujah. And deliverance will come. Amen. If the music would come, I'm going to close if I can. I pray that something that we were able to say, or something to point you to this morning, will have an effect on your prayer life, an effect on your obedience to God. But I do pray that we will tend to search more of God's will.
Let's do Learning to Lean. Maybe F.
Sad, broken hearted, at an altar I knelt. I found His peace so serene, and all that He asked is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and I'm finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Now there's glorious victory each day now for me, and I found such peace so serene, and now He helps me with each task if only I'll ask. Every day now I'm learning to lean. Sing it with me, church. Oh, I'm learning
to lean.
Learning to lean, Lord.
I'm learning.
Just learning to lean.
I'm learning,
I'm learning to lean.
To lean.
On Jesus.
On Jesus.
Come on. Finding more power than I'd ever dreamed.
I'm learning.
Sing it again. Are you learning to lean on Jesus? Searching His will. Learning to lean. Learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus, and I'm finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we love and thank You for Your mercy, for Your grace and love. Thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that we feel in this congregation. Father, I pray that You would enter into our hearts and into our spirit. Check us, God. Make sure that we're trusting You, searching Your will. Father, I pray as Your Holy Spirit is here today, if there's one who has a need, if there's one, God, who wants to experience that restoration that was testified about. There's one who seemingly is lonesome and thinks nobody cares. Father, I know, God, that You are the one that will lift us up. Pray that they would come forward. We'll pray with them. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, this is Your open invitation. If you have a need from God, please come. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Before we dismiss, with every eye closed, if you need prayer and want this pastor to pray with you this week, just lift your hand. God bless those hands, and I'll be praying that God will bless you in each situation. May God bless you. brother.